It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. Just 17% of U.S. workers have paid family leave benefits through their employers. And as Eric Gladys of the Texas News Service reports, children's advocates say that's a major problem.
August is National Breastfeeding Month, and children's advocates are reminding lawmakers that paid family leave would help more babies get the bonding and nutrition they need from their moms. Lucy Sullivan with the group 1000 Days says moms are more than twice as likely to stop breastfeeding in the month they return to work compared with mothers who can stay home. Sullivan says giving all American workers access to paid family leave would ensure financial stability and job security, which are important for new parents.
Having a baby is stressful enough. One of the things you don't need to worry about is either losing your job or not having the income to support your family during this amazing transition into parenthood.
Sullivan points to research showing that paid time off can reduce infant mortality by as much as 10%, along with other positive outcomes not found with unpaid time off. Critics of paid family leave proposals have argued that it would hurt businesses and could result in higher prices for consumers. I'm Eric Gladys.
Okay, let's move on now to a local viewpoint. After recent heated debate by local officials on the best ways to coexist with our desert environment, commentator Walt Rubel says he is now considering a truce with the long-rooted nemesis in his backyard.
During the last 3 years, my relationship with the weeds in my backyard has gone from indifference to a burning antipathy. It got to the point where it was personal long ago, an existential struggle, mano a la malas hierbas. My indifference, perhaps better described as neglect, during what was an unusually wet summer, resulted in weeds the size of redwoods. My fear was that I'd have to chop them down with an axe and deal with the stumps later. I got a warning left on my door from a codes officer about weeds in the front yard, and did enough after that to maintain some semblance of control out front. But I just let the backyard go. By fall, the weeds were way taller than I am. I decided that was enough. I didn't really need an axe, but I was afraid that my electric weed whacker wouldn't cut it, and they just grow back anyway. So I started pulling, pretty much every morning. It got to be a daily routine. When I started, the weeds seemed endless and the task hopeless. But they were so big and clustered together that I was able to make a dent, while at the same time building some pretty impressive mounds of dead weeds. I just left everything sit in piles until this year, when I decided to start filling clear plastic yard bags. During the past several months, I've sent more than 40 35-gallon bags of weeds to the landfill via the city's green grappler. And then one morning a few weeks ago, it happened. I went out just like always, but had to search to find any weeds. There weren't nearly enough to even begin to fill my bag. Victory! Oh, sure, I knew it wouldn't last. All over my backyard, little sprouts of weeds are poking through the dirt, just waiting for the next rainstorm. The weeds were here long before me, and they'll be here long after I'm gone. I know all that. But for this tiny moment in time, I felt triumphant. I was still feeling that way last week when I went to a city council meeting on this very subject. More specifically, the debate was about whether to stop using the weed killer Roundup, which just added to my feeling of triumph. I cleared my whole backyard without one drop of poison. Then, at some point in the meeting, my worldview towards weeds was challenged. Not all weeds are evil, the experts were insisting. They add vegetation to barren landscapes. They provide pollen for bees. Some even have medicinal purposes. Great. Now I'm the bad guy. Well, somebody needs to tell that to the codes officer hanging warning notices on my door. This all kind of reminds me of the recent debate at the county about what to do with nuisance animals. In both cases, it's about how we coexist with our desert environment. After months of discussion, the county voted to restrict lethal methods of removal without fully understanding what the impacts of that decision would be. When the restrictions proved to be unworkable, they were repealed. After months of discussion, the city voted to ban Roundup without fully understanding what the impacts of that decision will be. They may just switch to another chemical. They may do more mowing or weed whacking. Or they may, as the experts suggest, decide that not all weeds must be killed. But I doubt it. the more likely scenario would seem to be a backtrack, just like at the county. As for me, I'm ready for a truce with the weeds. I'm just not sure how to negotiate it. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel.
Well, Rubel's columns appear in the local viewpoint section at krwg.org. Rubel's opinions are his own and do not necessarily reflect those of KRWG Public Media or New Mexico State University.